Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan Sunday, killing at least 8 soldiers and wounding at least 12 others. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out the bombing. Afghan officials said the attack happened in an area that government forces had recently freed from insurgent control. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 2 Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip Sunday by Israeli tank fire. Israel says the tank fire happened as its troops were detonating an explosive device that had been placed near the border fence. An American who had been held as a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 was released Saturday and met with President Trump in the White House Saturday night.
We have Josh Holt and his wife Tammy, and they came back from a very tough ordeal in a Venezuelan prison, almost 2 years, Josh. And, amazing that you were able to take it. Your daughter, Marion's here, and your parents.
Holt and his wife and daughter were accompanied by Senator Bob Corker, who helped negotiate their release.
Just so grateful for what you guys have done and for thinking about me and caring about me, just a normal person. So it really touches me, and thank you.
4 Russian servicemen were killed by militant fire in Syria, according to Russia's defense ministry. 5 other soldiers were wounded in the incident in Syria's eastern Deir Azor province, according to the ministry. The statement did not say when the fighting happened, although several reports suggested it may have taken place last Wednesday. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Sunday North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un committed in their surprise meeting a day earlier to a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sitting down with President Trump. Some American officials crossed into North Korea Sunday for talks on preparations for a summit between Trump and Kim, according to the Washington Post. Former U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Sung Kim was summoned from his current post in the Philippines to lead the preparations. As health professionals in the Democratic Republic of Congo treated people showing up in clinics with symptoms of Ebola, 3 patients escaped from a hospital. 2 of them died the next day. Reuters correspondent Aaron Ross reports from Dakar.
This is extremely concerning, especially because the fact that they died so shortly thereafter means that they were extremely contagious to those around them. And so, health workers worked very quickly to identify all the contacts, the people they came into contact with, to vaccinate some of those people and further trace any additional contacts that may have taken place.
Ethiopia's state-affiliated broadcaster reports that a landslide triggered by heavy rains has killed 23 people in the country's Oromia region. The report said 16 of the fatalities were women. English-speaking Cameroonians are burying 30 members of their community who were killed Thursday in the northwestern town of Pinyon. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Pinyon.
Hundreds mourn their dead and seek to identify corpses being removed by villagers from a local inn in Cameroon's northwestern town of Pinyin. Among them is 54-year-old Angelica Mulu, who has just identified the body of her 24-year-old son. She says she does not understand what has befallen them, that their children are being killed like flies. She says she has allowed everything into the hands of God, who alone will judge and punish all evildoers, but that she knows her son did not commit any crime to be killed at his young age. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Pinyin, northwestern Cameroon.
Residents in the area say the military stormed a local hotel, claiming some people had been taken hostage by suspected armed separatists fighting for the independence of the English-speaking regions of Cameroon. The residents say the military then killed everyone they saw. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Voice.